Well, this morning we come to the fourth sermon based on the first 14 verses of Ephesians chapter 1. Initially, we considered Paul's greeting to us, and we were encouraged to enjoy and demonstrate the grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we who are savingly united to Jesus were encouraged to bask in the blessings of such a union, as the title of the sermon indicated, basking in blessings. Last Lord's Day, we considered the blessing of election, and we were challenged, rejoice in your election and the purpose of being chosen in Christ. Now this morning, we will consider the blessing of adoption. And so let's look together at the insert that is there in your bulletin, which has the 202 word sentence of the Apostle Paul, which makes up verses 3 through 14 of the first chapter of Ephesians. And listen then as I read these 12 verses from Ephesians chapter 1. And remember that this is the very breath of God written, and so we need to pay attention. Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, having made known to us the mystery of His will according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ should be to the praise of His glory, in whom you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory. Let's look to the Lord together in prayer. Father in heaven, we again thank You for this portion of Your word that sets forth for us the clear purpose of Your sending forth Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the response that You call forth from Your people. And we pray this morning that as we consider the blessing of adoption, that You would encourage each one of us who knows ourselves to be united to You through Jesus by grace in faith. to be adopted as sons and daughters of the covenant. And encourage us then in that adoption. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. As a healthy and growing congregation, following the Lord's leading, we are to rejoice in our adoption and manifest the character of our new Father. And let's see how this is the case, particularly in verses 5 and 6 of Ephesians chapter 1. It was my privilege to be with the Schaefer family. They were in the court to legally adopt 4 of their children. Something happened long before I found myself with the Schaefers in the courtroom those 3 times when they legally adopted Ryan and Janae and Jordan and Faith. David and Joy made it clear to the appropriate authorities that they were willing to be foster parents with the purpose of adopting, if possible, a child or children for whom they served as foster parents. In this case, the agency knew well in advance of their willingness to adopt. We find in our passage that God predestined those to whom He was writing to be adopted. Those whom He chose in Christ before the foundation of the world, according to verse 4. In verse 5, He predestined to adoption. Greco-Roman law viewed adoption as someone becoming a son or daughter not by birth. That's exactly the way it is today. When we adopt someone into our family, we adopt those who have not been born to us naturally. 3 things happened when each one of those children was adopted into the Schaefer family. And each of those 3 aspects of adoption, as society does it today, is true when one is adopted by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. But when one is adopted by God in Christ Jesus the Beloved, a 4th thing happens as well. Let's consider together the first thing that we find in our passage relative to the business of adoption. The first thing the child has is a new name. The child has a new name. I remember the judge affirming the name of the child who was to be adopted by the Schaefers and determining that the birth mother and or father's legal rights had been relinquished so that, in fact, each child was free to be adopted. Once that was determined, and the proper child was identified by his or her name as that name which appeared on the birth certificate, the judge asked what the new name of the child was to be. In each case, the 1st and 2nd name was cited, followed by the name Schaefer. The child was now to be known as a Schaefer. A similar thing happens when we are adopted by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We become known as saints, those who are faithful in Christ Jesus. Simply put, we become known by our union with Christ Jesus. Those who are in Christ Jesus. And this is amplified in these 12 verses. No less than 10 times the prepositional phrase, in Christ, in Him, in whom, in the Beloved, is used by Paul. It makes sense that when the message of our Lord Jesus spread to Antioch after the persecution of Stephen, a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord, and that the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Jesus would be proclaimed as the Christ, the Greek word for Messiah. And when people embraced Him, so they were united with Him by grace through faith. And they would be known as Christ followers or Christians. When we're adopted by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we receive a new name. We receive the name Christian. And with the new name, these children adopted by the Schaefers becoming Schaefer, our being adopted into the family of God, Christian, there is a new status. A new status. When I was in the courtroom, when the Schaefers adopted these four children, they affirmed that everything that they, David and Joy, enjoyed as theirs, now legally became the property, the inheritance of Ryan, Janae, indeed, of Jordan, and of Faith. When we, by the grace of God, come to Jesus Christ, repenting of our sin and believing on Him, we also enjoy a new status. The natural parents of Ryan and Janae, Jordan and Faith, were abrogated when they gave them up for adoption. Indeed, the rights of whom are abrogated when we're adopted into the family of God? Into whose family are we born when we're born into this world? Because of our sin, in our first parents, we're born into the family of the evil one. We're born dead in our trespasses and sin. And so, in a sense, our natural parents, not of the flesh, but of the world of the spirit, our natural parent is the devil. And when we come by the grace of God to understand who Jesus is for us, we gain a new status. when we, by faith, reach out and embrace Him, we become then children of God. When we are adopted by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we enter into a personal and intimate relationship with God Himself, having predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will. God's pleasure and will are exercised when He predestined us to be adopted by Him. It's one thing to know we owe our existence or our life to God because we're human beings. We're unique from all the rest of creation. And so we may indeed speak about the brotherhood of humanity because we're unique from the rest of creation. We do believe in all men, thereby being sons and daughters of God. However, we need to be adopted into the family of God through Jesus Christ in order to be genuine sons and daughters of God. Paul talks about this change in status when he reminds his readers in chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, that at one time, they and we as well were sons of disobedience and children of wrath. But a privilege it is to be adopted into the family of God. What a privilege it is to enjoy a new status, no longer sons and daughters of the evil one, but now adopted into the family of God. Our status changes. We enjoy the privileges of adoption. We belong to our new Father. We're no longer heirs of eternal condemnation and wrath. We're now heirs of the love of God. A new heaven and a new earth. So with the new status and with the new name also comes a new family. Ryan, Janae, Jordan, and Faith, by being adopted into the Schaefer family, means that they indeed have now a new family. For them, David and Joy become father and mother. Kristen becomes their sister, and they become one another's brother and sister. They're engrafted into the Schaefer and Tobias family. The same holds true for we who are adopted by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a new Father. Jesus told a host of Jews in His day that because they did not love Him or listen to Him, that they belong to your father, the devil. We may conclude from this statement of Jesus that those who do not love Him or listen to Him do not have the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ as their Father. Jesus makes it even clearer that it's only those who do the will of His Father in heaven who are truly His brothers and sisters. When Ryan, Janae, and Jordan, and Faith were adopted into the Schaefer family, they soon became aware of what it was like to be a Schaefer. And their lifestyle began to reflect that kind of family lifestyle. When we come, by the grace of God, to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we too take on the lifestyle of our Heavenly Father as manifested in Jesus Christ, His Son. This is the case with Israel. They were to be known as the child of the Lord, as He called them out of Egypt. Just as the covenant people of God under the old administration of the covenant of grace were made up the family of God, so we who are adopted into the family of God in the new administration of the covenant of grace become the children of God. So with a new name and the new status and the new family, those of us who are adopted by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ have then a new image. Certainly, it's the prayer of every parent, not just adoptive parents, that the children entrusted to their care will grow to reflect the family traits unique to their family. So it is with God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when He adopts us into His family. A new image is manifested. Having predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed upon us in the Beloved. You remember that golden chain of salvation, as it's sometimes called, found in Romans 8:29? For those God foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son. While we were created in the image of God, when we ate the forbidden fruit in Adam, we stopped loving God and we stopped listening to Him. We determined to love and listen to the evil one. Instead of worshiping and serving the Creator, we began to worship and serve ourselves and indeed the evil one. But when we were adopted by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our lives are lived to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed upon us in the Beloved. Our lives begin to reflect God's grace because we are in Christ Jesus. Because of our union with Jesus by grace through faith, our lives glorify God, and thereby we enjoy Him. Because He first loved us in the Beloved, we are able to love Him and glorify Him. With a new name, Christian, we have a new status, heirs with Jesus of the new heavens and the new earth. We have a new family. God is our adoptive Father. We're indeed born from above and no longer ultimately known by our natural father. That is our fallen nature and image. We enjoy a new image. Jesus is more and more reflected in us. We who are members of the First Reformed Presbyterian Church, both communicant and baptized, along with everyone here this morning who truly calls on the Lord Jesus Christ unto salvation, has been adopted according to the kind intention of the will of God, who has predestined us to be His children through Jesus Christ, the Beloved, unto Himself. Therefore, as a healthy and growing congregation, following the Lord's leading, we are to rejoice in our adoption and manifest the character of our new Father. May that indeed be true for each one of us this morning as we reflect on the blessing of adoption in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father in heaven, we do pray that you would take these your words and encourage us who know ourselves to be in Christ, to live lives that reflect our adoption. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.